You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Hope you had a fantastic 4th of July weekend. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. And you can read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners over at the Sooners Wire. And man, what a 4th of July weekend it was for the Oklahoma Sooners. They set off plenty of fireworks in the recruiting world, landing 4 commitments over the weekend. And we're going to talk about that here today on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But before we do that, I got to talk to you about my man, Josh Neighbors, over at the Big 12 or the Locked On Big 12 podcast. He's got you covered on everything Big 12 news. So make sure you go and check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And the Oklahoma Sooners set it off right on July 3rd. It was a big, big holiday weekend. I hope you had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with my family. We went out to the country where my in-laws live and set off a bunch of fireworks. Daughter had a great time. Wife had a great time. Just a great time all the way around. But it was also fantastic watching the recruiting news unfold over the weekend. And it started off with a big commitment from Jacob Sexton, who was the one that I was really following probably the most closely, because landing offensive lineman with his size and frame and ability in the recruiting class is huge. I mean, they've already landed a really strong interior offensive line player in Demetrius Hunter. Now they've got another guy that can either play on the inside or on the outside. We talked with Parker Thune about him, Parker from OU Insider at 247 Sports, just a couple weeks ago. And he's a guy to get excited about. I mean, he stands 6'4", already has 285 pounds on his frame. He'll bulk up some. You'll want to add about, 15 to 20 pounds if you're going to have him play offensive tackle. If you want him to play guard, maybe closer to 20 or 30 pounds. But he's got the frame to do it, and it looks like he's got the kind of the strength already in place to be able to add some of that frame. He's got some agility, good footwork as well. But that was the commitment. I mean, if you haven't watched his commitment video, go find it on Twitter. It was fantastic. It was one of those videos, like there was drama. It was like a minute and a half long commitment video. And I don't want to spoil the end for you or how it goes or what it leads to, but obviously he commits to Oklahoma. But man, it was fantastic. I don't generally get excited or hyped up about commitments, just the way that the college football landscape is these days. We saw it just a week ago with Talon Cetron, who decommitted from Oklahoma and moved his commitment to Oklahoma State. Is a lot of times these kids can be a little fickle, like they'll commit 1 year and then the next year they're going somewhere else. Jordan Hudson was another one, decommitted from Oklahoma and now is at SMU. And so I don't generally get super excited about recruiting talk or commitments because you just never know. Like, yes, they committed, but are they actually going to end up going there? And then you got the transfer portal that leads to players transferring away before they ever do anything of significance for your team. So I'm watching this commitment video from Jacob Sexton on Saturday. And just as it continues to build, I'm like getting more excited, more anticipation, just watching it and wondering, okay, where's it going? How's it going to lead? How's it going to climax? For a recruitment video, it had a lot of drama. It was fantastic. And ultimately, he commits to Oklahoma. And at the end of the video, man, I've got like chills, like goosebumps. I'm just like hyped and excited. And I'm sitting there wondering, like, where did this come from? I'm like getting excited about a 17-year-old kid's decision to play college football and where to go. And maybe it's just covering this team now and the recruiting aspects of that. And I mean, it was a similar feeling to when the Dallas Cowboys drafted CeeDee Lamb. My favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, my favorite college team is Oklahoma Sooners. And so when those two paired up, it was just ultimately enthralling and exhilarating for me as an Oklahoma Sooners fan and a Dallas Cowboys fan. And I had that same feeling about Jacob Sexton. Like, I'm not an Edmund Deer Creek fan, but I am a big fan of offensive line play. And to land the four-star recruit out of Edmund was huge for the Sooners. And it's another feather in the cap of Bill Beedenbow for Lincoln Riley for that offense. And they're going to be able to plug in and play a really, really strong tackle or guard, however you want to play him. And I think that's the beauty of some of these recruits that Oklahoma is landing, is that they do have some versatility. And we'll continue to talk about some of these other guys in the next couple of segments. But in total, they landed four recruits over the weekend, which kind of makes you forget real quick about the two that they lost, right? Now, you don't ever want to lose four-star or five-star players, but it happens. But then when you add the quality of player that they added over the weekend, I mean, what else can you say? Lincoln Riley is just really, really good at what he does. His coaching staff, they're really good at what they do. And they know how to build anticipation as well. When Lincoln Riley dropped four sets of eyes on July 4th weekend. And it was, again, provided a lot of fireworks, a lot of entertainment, and a lot of drama. And there's going to be several more big time commitments coming down the pipe for the Oklahoma Sooners. But coming up next, I want to talk about a couple of defensive backs that the Oklahoma Sooners landed on July 4th. Give you a bit of a scouting report, as I've seen over at OU Insider, 247 Sports. And we'll talk about Robert Spears Jennings and Xavier Bryce. And then in the third segment, we'll talk about the defensive lineman that they landed, Derek Moore out of the DMV. But before we do that, I've got to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. We got the NBA finals going on. The NHL playoffs are wrapping up as well. And you can track all of the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. Get in on future NCAA football bets as well as the NFL. So before the next pitch, head on over to the website or use your laptop or mobile device and check out the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with our promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now we got to talk about a couple of athletes that the Oklahoma Sooners landed on July 4th on Sunday. It always feels weird to me when the 4th of July lands on a Sunday. I don't know why. So it's hard for me to get that date. But they landed Xavier Bryce out of Arlington, Texas, at a Seguin High School. He comes in as a 3-star player, according to 247 Sports composite rating, and the 247 Sports rating also has him a 3-star, the number 90 athlete and the number 131 player in Texas, according to 247 Sports. Looking at this guy, looking at his profile, I just sit and wonder, why are they moving him to defensive back? As a sophomore, he played quarterback, but he was kind of more of a running dual threat quarterback, and an average, you know, he wasn't great. I mean, he completed like 37% of his passes, but it was when he ran the ball that he was most effective, and he averaged 6 yards per carry. As a junior, he played wide receiver, averaged 24 yards per reception. 24 yards. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. He runs track and field. He ran a 22.66 200-yard dash as a junior, according to OU Insider. Also did the long jump, the triple jump. And he's been doing the long jump as a freshman, or since he was a freshman. And just an incredible athlete. Oklahoma beat out Texas, Baylor, Missouri, and SMU. Notable names. And just a strong feather in the cap. But He's looking to be playing on the defensive side of the football. And I mean, a two-way player that I hope that Oklahoma looks to get on the, at least on the return teams, because he's got some ability to make people miss in the open field. But here's what Colin Kennedy had to say about him from OU Insider at 247 Sports. He says, after Bryce proved his worth on the defensive side of the ball, he became one of the hotter recruits in the region. Oklahoma, Texas, Baylor, Missouri, and SMU all extended opportunities in June alone. However, it only took until July for Bryce to decide. After Oklahoma's coaches quickly got to know the three-star prospect, Bryce knew where his next chapter will take place. All that's left to do now is for Bryce to further explore the defensive side of the ball. With plenty of experience and focus on offense in the past, Bryce's evolving development on the other side of the ball should quickly come. In the end, the Sooners took a chance on a building block type of prospect who will likely be looked at as a steal in the near future. And if that's true, if his defensive prospects are looking much more strong than he was on offense, then that, man, that's a huge steal for the Sooners. I mean, because to me, he looked like a really good offensive prospect, somebody that could be a strong threat for you as an offense. But if they think that he's going to be a better defensive player, then that's even stronger. I mean, he's definitely got the size. He's 6'1". He's going to be light. He's 175. And so he'll have to add some bulk to his frame, but he's got the athleticism. I mean, he's a legit athlete, and that size is going to help him play cornerback as well. It's just a matter of learning the cornerback position. Now, it's going to help that he already knows some of the offensive side of the ball. He's going to be able to kind of challenge technique a little bit, similar to like the way Trayvon Diggs started out as a wide receiver at Alabama. They transitioned him to cornerback, and I think that's going to help him. You know, it's going to help Xavion Bryce because he's going to have some understanding of offensive nuance as well. That's going to allow him to, just read offenses a little bit quicker, make decisions and make breaks on the ball a little bit quicker as well. And then they added another athlete, this time from Broken Arrow, Robert Spears Jennings, again recruited to play defensive back. Another three-star player comes in as the number 19 player in Oklahoma. And again, another guy that looks like he was going to be potentially a wideout in college. But Oklahoma was the first school, according to Parker Thielen, was the first school to offer Spears Jennings as a defensive back. And here's what Parker had to say about Spears Jennings. It says, Oklahoma was the first to offer Spears Jennings as a defensive back, though Texas Tech had recently begun to pursue him as a safety rather than a wideout. It had become evident in recent days that Tech was the only legitimate challenger to the Sooners in the race for Spears Jennings. The Red Raiders had been trending in a positive direction, and Spears Jennings had told OU Insider that Matt Wells and his staff were pursuing him more fervently than any other program. Moreover, Tech picked up a commitment yesterday from Spears Jennings' teammate, four-star running back Morian Horn. Nevertheless, Oklahoma had ultimately established too much of a lead, and the Red Raiders couldn't quite go 2-for-2 with the Broken Arrow's nationally ranked prospects. And I think it takes some outside of the box thinking when you're talking about recruiting a player and then moving the player. Because if most of his tape is on the offensive side of the football, then it's hard to sometimes maybe envision what he could do for you on defense. But again, that's where, coaching and projections and watching his the technique that he does have from that side of the field, it helps. But again, another really strong athlete. This guy averaged 20 yards per reception as a receiver in 2020. And again, you don't do that without having some really strong athleticism. Comes in with really good size, 6'2", 195 pounds. He won't need to add too much size to his weight or to his frame. Now, if they want him to bulk up to play a little safety, I think that'll help him. But otherwise, if they feel good about him at corner, I mean, he can play corner at 195. So it's going to be really interesting to see where he lands. Texas Tech was recruiting him as a safety. If Oklahoma sees him that way, then maybe add 10 pounds to his frame, then he can play both in the box and as a free. But if they see him as a cornerback, then I mean, you don't need to, but you can add maybe 5 pounds, let him play at 200 because he's already got really good length. That's going to make it difficult for quarterbacks to throw over him, for wide receivers to get free and get a lot of separation. But coming up next, we got to talk about another defensive player that the Oklahoma Sooners have landed in the 2022 recruiting class. That's Derek Moore out of Maryland. And we'll do that next on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But I got to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat and it's 100% covered in chocolate and available this week, July 6th to the 9th. You got grasshopper cookie, limited time flavor. It's fantastic. Had it a few weeks back and it was great. This is Built Bar's version of the classic thin mint cookie. It's all of the flavor without all of the sugar. It's got 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. And it is really, really good. You are not going to be disappointed by that. And did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. I mean, for me, it's the peanut butter brownie. It's one of my favorites. It hits home every single time. Also love that cookies and cream, the mint brownie. And they brought back the German chocolate cake as well. And it is phenomenal. If you like the German chocolate cake, you got to pick up some Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar yet, go get a mixed box and you get 2 of the 9 flavors that they have available in your box of 18. And you can try them and figure out which one's your favorite. And right now they got salted caramel, they got strawberry, orange, double chocolate. They rotate these through so that you can try them. And they're great for you. They taste fantastic and they're healthy. And you can go to builtbar.com right now. Use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. That's builtbar.com, promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order using promo code LOCKED15. And now on the Locked On Sooners podcast, I got to talk to you about the Locked On Today podcast. What's the key for the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And now we got to talk about Derek Brown, huge commitment for the Oklahoma Sooners who landed on, again, July 4th. They only had 3 defensive players on July 4th. It's going to be fantastic to watch these guys step into Oklahoma and add to the defensive side of the football. Is it too soon to like get excited about where this team is headed under Lincoln or under Alex Grinch on the defensive side of the ball? Is it too soon to get nervous about what his long-term prospects are with the Oklahoma Sooners? You kind of hope it's going to end up being one of those Brent Venables situations at Clemson where Alex Grinch just kind of hangs on forever and just realizes, hey, it's pretty great being a top flight defensive coordinator at a top flight program. There's no reason to go on to be a head coach. Anyway, that's just an aside. We don't want to put anything into Alex Grinch's his spirit or his mind that's going to encourage him to seek a head coaching job elsewhere. We like him right where he's at. But yeah, the Oklahoma Sooners, they landed Derek Brown, 6'4", 260-pound defensive lineman out of Baltimore, Maryland, comes in as the number 71 player nationally, the number 12 defensive lineman, and the number 3 player in Maryland, according to the 247 Sports composite rating. 247 Sports rating has him number 48 nationally, the number 10 defensive lineman, and the number 1 player in the Old Line State, according to OUInsider.com. And here's what they had to say over there. This is from Brian Don, national recruiting analyst. And he says, he's got excellent frame with length, carries 260 pounds like it's 240. He's agile and athletic, can bulk up and play 3 technique. That's a guy that you probably want playing at like 280 if you have him playing 3 technique, or stay at current size and play strong side defensive end. That's similar to like an Isaiah Thomas. Shows excellent body control, sinks hips and redistributes weight quickly, fires off low and has twitch in getting upfield. Wins leverage battle, very good shoulder dip to gain edge. Has ability to redirect along line of scrimmage, chases plays down, bends well, and has flexibility throughout frame. Possesses closing speed, is able to corral ball carriers in space at his best when using speed. Shows an ability to anchor at point of attack. That's when like teams are running at you. Are you able to hold the offensive lineman up, maintain your gap integrity, and then make the play? So it shows an ability to anchor at point of attack, disengage and locate the ball carrier. Compose and sure tackler, has to continue to add strength throughout frame, relies heavily on speed, has to continue to develop moves to keep linemen off balance and be less predictable play by play. Multi-year starter at a high level program. So, and then he compares him to Daniel Hunter from the Minnesota Vikings, who's a day two second round and a day two second, third round prospect if he moves on to the NFL. And to me, that sounds like a fantastic comp. Daniel Hunter is one of those really good two-way players that's able to rush the passer and play the run really, really well. Plays with a bit of, with quite a bit of speed. But it'll be interesting to see. You know, he's coming in as a guy that needs to develop some more pass rush moves, needs probably to have an inside counter to, you know, when he rushes with speed, if the offensive tackle is able to beat him to the point, then be able to counter to dip inside. Because he seems like he's got the speed to do to get around the edge, and he's got a good dip, got a good bend to get around the edge, but he's going to need to be able to beat offensive linemen inside as well. So it'll be fascinating to see what they do with him and how they develop him at OU. Again, sounds like a great player to add. Again, sounds similar to an Isaiah Thomas type, although Isaiah Thomas plays with a little bit more power than what it sounds like Derek Brown does, but a guy that can play both inside and outside for your defensive line, that, you know, when you are rushing the passer, you know, it's a passing down. You can use your three top rushers, put them all on the field at the same time, similar to what Oklahoma did last year with Isaiah Thomas, Nick Bonito and Ronnie Perkins. You know, they moved Isaiah Thomas inside so they could have Bonito and Perkins rushing off the edge. This is one of those guys that gives you that kind of versatility as a strong side rusher, or as a three technique to be able to put him on the inside. It allows you to put your top edge rushers on the outside and just really get after the quarterback. And man, it's exciting. That's a great weekend for the Oklahoma Sooners. They really hit some home runs on potential and on athleticism. Now it remains to be seen what these players are going to be able to do once they get into Norman and on the practice field against other top flight competition in their class, and, you know, with upperclassmen as well. But as far as potential and athleticism goes and size, the Sooners got that in spades over the weekend. I mean, 6'1 is the smallest dude. That was Xavier Bryce. But you got two guys that are 6'4, and then you got a 6'2 defensive back. And I mean, all of these guys have the size to be able to step in and play right away. But with an off season in Oklahoma's strength and conditioning program, it should help them to be better ready to play if they add about 5-10 pounds before they're, you know, stepping on the field and contributing on a game-to-game basis. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you're having a hard time finding the Friday show on the Apple Podcasts app, make sure you go check it out on Spotify or on the Odyssey app. I don't know why it wasn't loading on Friday. It's still not showing up. We're looking into it. We're checking into why it hasn't shown up. But if for some reason you're having difficulty finding the show, then just check it out on Spotify or on the Odyssey app. We're also available on Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Got some exciting things coming up in the future. We're going to start breaking down the Oklahoma Sooners position by position as we get ready for the 2021 season. So make sure you're sticking around for that. We'll have some big name guests on to help us do that as well. But again, that's going to do it for today's episode. Again, follow me on Twitter at @John9Williams. Follow the show on Twitter at @LockedOnSooners. Check us out over at the Sooners Wire as well. And until tomorrow, Boomer Sooner.